Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has always played the role of first responder to the Maldives. Kohima District Administration in collaboration with District Hub for Empowerment of Women launches coaching program for girls. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with better center-state coordination. And Hague Superintendent of Police Dr. Pritpal Kaur bags International Association of Chiefs of Police Award. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has always played the role of first responder to the Maldives. After holding delegation-level talks with President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moizu, Prime Minister Modi in a joint press statement highlighted that India has always fulfilled its responsibility as a neighbor. He said the relationship between India and the Maldives are centuries old, and India is its closest neighbor and close friend. Mr. Modi said the Maldives also has an important place in our neighborhood first policy and Sagar vision.
Our neighborhood first policy and Sagar vision ne Maldiv ka mahatvapurna sthan hai in dono mein. Bharat ne sadaiv Maldiv ke liye first responder ki bhumika nibhai hai. Chahe Maldiv ke logon ke liye essential commodities की जरूरत पूरा करना हो, प्राकृतिक आपदा के समय पीने का पानी उपलब्ध कराना हो, कोविड के समय वैक्सीन देने की बात हो, भारत ने हमेशा अपने पड़ोसी होने के दायित्व को निभाया है।
Prime Minister Modi also informed about various projects completed by India and the island nation. Rupee card payments have also been introduced in the Maldives as Mr. Modi and Dr. Moizu witnessed the first such transaction. Several memorandum of understanding have also been signed between the two nations, including in the area of combating corruption, judiciary and youth and sports. Kohima District Administration in collaboration with the District Hub for Empowerment of Women today launched coaching program for the first batch of Nagaland Staff Selection Board coaching under the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao initiative. Speaking at the program held at Deputy Commissioner's Office, DC Kumar Ramnikant said that this coaching program is a stepping stone towards a brighter future for the girls. He urged the girls to collaborate, compete healthily and remain focused on their goals. Mr. Ramnikant reminded the students to prioritize their health and persevere through challenges. The DC said that once the female candidates succeed, they should become brand ambassadors for the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao initiative. Addressing the gathering, Managing Director of Keystone Coaching Institute, Chumrova J. Sangtham, urged the girls to seize this opportunity, work hard and make their families proud, stating that Keystone is committed to bridging educational gaps through structured mentorship. Mr. Sangtham expressed gratitude to the district administration for selecting the institute to guide and train the students. A total of 35 girls registered for the first batch of NSSB coaching under the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao initiative. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with better center-state coordination from the government. Mr. Shah chaired a review meeting with the Chief Ministers of Left-Wing Extremism, LWE, affected states in New Delhi today. He said that Naxalism is the biggest obstacle in the path of development and it is not going to benefit anyone. Mr. Shah has appealed to all the youth associated with Naxalism to leave weapons and join the mainstream.
चाहे नॉर्थ ईस्ट हो, चाहे कश्मीर हो, चाहे वामपंथी उग्रवादी क्षेत्र हो, सब जगह लगभग कुल मिलाकर 13,000 से ज्यादा लोगों ने हथियार छोड़े हैं और मेन स्ट्रीम में शामिल हुए हैं। यहाँ पर जो आज भी नक्सली युवा हथियार लेकर ये नक्सलवाद की प्रवृत्ति में लिप्त है, मेरा उनसे आग्रह से विनती है कि हथियार छोड़िए, मेन स्ट्रीम में आइए। सभी राज्यों ने आपके पुनर्वसन की योजनाएं बहुत ल्यूक्रेटिव योजनाएं बनाई हैं, इसका फायदा लीजिए और देश के विकास में आपका योगदान दीजिए।
The Home Minister said the government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, Air News Alerts and AIR Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Hague Superintendent of Police Dr. Pritpal Kaur has been selected by the US-based International Association of Chiefs of Police IACP as one of its 2024 IACP 40 Under 40 awardees. The 39-year-old, a native of Haryana, Dr. Kaur is among the 40 police officers selected from around the world for the award and the lone winner of the 2024 IACP 40 Under 40 Award from India this year. IACP President Chief Wade Carpenter, in a letter to Dr. Kaur, said she is part of an incredibly talented, accomplished and dedicated group of individuals who demonstrate leadership and exemplify a deep commitment to the profession. The IACP, a not-for-profit organization headquartered in Alexandria, Virginia, has invited Kaur, a 2016 batch IPS officer, to the 2024 IACP Annual Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts, to receive the prestigious award on October 22. The awardees of the IACP signify the top rising leaders, exemplifying leadership, commitment and service to their communities and the law enforcement profession. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has congratulated SP Paik, Dr. Pritpal Kaur, on being honored as one of the 2024 IACP 40 Under 40 awardees. Patton said Dr. Kaur's remarkable dedication to law enforcement, leadership and invaluable service to communities are truly inspiring. Dr. Kaur's achievements stand as a reflection of the positive impact of compassionate policing, he added. Patton further said, "We are immensely proud of her and applaud her for being a shining example of commitment, courage and service." Mon District Administration today declared Monyakshu Village as No Plastic Zone and launched Green Community Club Monyakshu Village. The declaration program was graced by SDO Civil Virdin. The program was jointly organized by the District Administration and Forest Department Mon and all stakeholders of Monyakshu. Virdin called upon all citizens of Monyakshu Village to continuously uphold the spirit of such initiatives and to work hand in hand for mass participation towards success. Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, has said that this year's Hornbill Night Carnival at Kohima Main Town will give preference to tribal, home-based local entrepreneurs, self-help groups and non-governmental organizations. KCCI President Kezajir Angami and Information and Publicity Secretary Kevichuza Zumbo in the press release informed that exorbitant rates on products will be strictly monitored during the night carnival. Further, KCCI informed that application forms for the carnival will be issued from October 8 and the last date for submission of applications will be on October 26. KCCI also announced to conduct lucky draw and carnival awards for best innovative stall and for best decorative building. Women Entrepreneurs Network Nagaland WEN will be organizing the third edition of WEN Bazaar under the theme Year of Business Governance from 11th to 13th of this month at CTC Square, Chumukedima. Members of WEN said the objectives of WEN Bazaar 2024 is to empower women entrepreneurs, promote financial literacy, facilitate knowledge exchange, strengthen business networks, highlight local talent, implementation strategy focus on market stalls, technical sessions, business governance, knowledge-based capacity building sessions, marketing sessions, and networking opportunities. Last year, the WEN Bazaar generated an overall sale of approximately 18 lakh rupees with 53 participants, including entrepreneurs, MSMEs, banking, and financial institutions. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has always played the role of first responder to the Maldives. Kohima District Administration, in collaboration with District Hub for Empowerment of Women, launches coaching program for girls. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with better center-state coordination. And Paik Superintendent of Police Dr. Pritpal Kaur bags International Association of Chiefs of Police Award. And this is all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.